Hello, my ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings. Afternoon, evening, you know, it is what it is. Happy 429. Oh, never mind, it is 430. That's a gentle reminder, and, curiosity, how'd y'all do the last 10 days, or 9 days? Was that pretty good? You know, did you guys do anything fun? Enjoy the beautiful environment that was? I know the politicians didn't. Or did they? No, they've been passing shit left and right as they do. Which, ladies and gentlemen, leads us away from the episode for the day. Today's episode is about frontline workers, the real assholes who are getting shit done. I'm talking about we the people, we the workforce, those who are grabbing cards, those who are grabbing food, those of us who are your taxi drivers, medical professionals. We, ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings, are the workforce. We're the front line in this war against humanity. If it wasn't for us, if it wasn't for the frontline workers giving two fucks, so many more people would be sick, so many more people would be getting poisoned, fucked over, this corona thing would have just absolutely exploded, like they wanted it to. But no, ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings, why? Because we are the peoples. They keep underestimating us yet again. So what are they doing? Subjugating us, trying to get all of our voting power into the rights of the Senate. That's just a great idea. Oh yeah, let's just give all of our rights up to our government, and they can give us a few grand a month. Anybody else down to that? I mean, I'm good for the money, but not the rights, I'm sorry. If it's money or rights, you can take that wad of cash and shove it right up your ass. Because in reality, we all think about a freedom to choose. Now imagine, Tuesday night, you're craving Chinese food, but it's Taco Tuesday, so you have to go get tacos. Because that's the way it is. That doesn't sound too good, does it? I mean, unless, of course, you're in a small community and there's one place where everyone gathers to eat and whatever meal they prepare is whatever meal they prepare. In that case, if you're craving Chinese food, go make some fucking Chinese food. See, and that's what freedom is. Don't want it, or you don't want what the fuck is available, get it your way. I mean, hell, Burger King, right? Have it your way. But really, in all reality, what really they mean, not Burger King, but the freedom aspect, what they really mean to say is you have the right to choose between the paths that they have laid out for you. Yes. I know, it's absolute garbage, it's trash, it's shit. Does it make sense? No. Fuck no, it doesn't make sense. And why doesn't it make sense? Oh, because some corporate cunts decided it was a good idea to strip our rights and pull our freedoms. Why? Because they're greedy bastards. And yes, most of them probably do know their parents, which is probably 90% of the problem. You don't find a bunch of people who have been fucking growing up with basically nothing being the problems of the world. You find the pricks who have had everything their entire life being the problems of the world. Can I get an amen? Well, thank you. Much appreciates that. At least a couple of you did. The rest of you lazy fucks, though. Oh, you lazy, lazy fuckers. Anyhow, we'll deal with that later. Frontline defense, though. Alright, here is a little undisclosed work location, but some shady shit that happened one time. So, there's this place that has these weird-ass fucking chickens, right? Chicken products that they put into a deep fryer, and then off they go. A couple of the batches were coming out a little weird. Every time the bag was or the box was opened up, boom, we've got this, what looks to be shit. Oh, happy 420, by the way, you fuckers. Oh, and now it's today. Never mind. Anyhow, so as these boxes were opened, right, there's some weird shit going on. And by weird shit, I mean it smells like legitimate shit. It looks like legitimate shit. It feels like legitimate chicken shit. And you're wondering to yourself, how the fuck did this get here? Like, did somebody just randomly pick up a thing of chicken shit and like, I'm having a bad day. I'm going to throw it on here and fuck somebody else's day up. See, think about this. If it would have been a different person who didn't give zero fucks and was really just there to get a paycheck and didn't care about all the other shit, they'd have put that motherfucker in the oil. And then they'd have served it to the people. Now, what is fundamentally fucked about this situation? Oh, what is fundamentally fucked about this situation is the fact that it was there in the first place. Also, the more fundamentally fucked is the person wouldn't care enough to watch your back, even though they don't know you. Ladies and gentlemen, we need more people who take that and go, what the fuck is this? Hey, yo, manager person, get your dick over here. What the fuck is this garbage? Oh my Jesus, God, throw that in the garbage. But nobody noticed. It had got in, it had contaminated everything. Nobody would have known the wiser until after later. And then by that point in time, infection rate hits the oscillating, is hitting the rotary oscillator. See, this is the point, ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings. It is the nameless many that are precariously watching your asses. So be nice to your frontline people. Those motherfuckers ain't getting all this extra bonuses. They got their stimulus checks, and if they were lucky enough to get those. If they had kids, yeah, they got a little bit of bump and a little extra help, but fuck, man. People who were on unemployment this entire fucking time, how do you live with yourselves? I mean, if you got a brand new family, I can understand these things. However, the rest of you arrogant cunts out there who have this problem with fucking sitting there not wanting to get a job because all I gotta do is walk in, find out what the manager's name is, get an application, say I talk to him. The unemployment office has got more fucking shit to do than they know what to do with. Then we know what time they have. So they're not gonna be fucking calling up on people, finding it out. It's a random, it's one in a billion random kind of number. It's so fucking out there, it's insanity. Anyways, all these people just sitting there collecting unemployment, $900 a week bonuses at times. That's more than most people get for 2 fucking weeks of work after taxes are deducted. And those fuckers who didn't pay taxes on that money, and they just forgave it? What? No. No, no, no. That's not how taxes work. You make income. Whatever you get, 20% of it or whatever the number is, goes out to the people. It's for the taxes. It's not supposed to be for rich politicians and their fucking buddies. It's supposed to be for we the fucking people. Don't get me wrong. We have a huge defense budget. Why? For the world's police force, for fuck's sakes. What's up with the leftovers?
Oh, it goes to a few nonprofits.
Wait. Nonprofits? Why are they getting money that we're doing? No. That doesn't work. That's not how that works.
Oh, it's going to my friends. Credible... contractors. Yeah. And, they're giving us a real good deal.
Bro, that's like $1 million at the most, and they're charging you $100 million. I think you're getting your facts wrong. It's supposed to be lower price better, not higher price better. And quality. We got one guy who's going $5 million, we got one guy who's going 2.5, and we got another guy who's going one. I'm gonna say, probably gonna want to go with the guy with the one, simply because it's cheaper, right? Truth and reality, we should be asking the guy 2.5. There's a reason. He probably has a good work ethic, probably gets the shit done, but he wants to make sure he's getting a decent amount of money for the job. And then the motherfucker who's charging 3 is just straight up just trying to jew the system. This, ladies and gentlemen, fellow beings, is how we should be looking at this shit. Instead of going balls deep, we should be looking, analyzing, and trying to figure out which would be the best deal. Because if you buy yourself a bunch of dollar store fucking pots and pans, those motherfuckers ain't gonna last too long. But you go and get yourself some cheap or some decent pans, it's just gonna last forever. Or at least long enough that'll be some interesting, right? Yes. The front line. The stalkers. The people who stand there, the people who have been working this whole time, those of you who may have not been working but have been doing projects and helping their families, you have my respect. I salute you. And while I wasn't in the military, Cub Scouts, bitches, I still got you covered. Well, Boy Scouts, but you know, is what it is. Scouts honor, appreciate you motherfuckers. for those of you, very, very few listeners who happen to not be in that category, those who are invisible listeners, I see the stream going, but you don't count as a number. Those of you fuckers who've been sitting there getting paid government bullshit to be able to listen to other fucking people, free speech going out the windows nowadays, to you fucks, I wish you best, but don't you feel like you got Jude during this bullshit too? Like, for real. Did you get a bonus? Probably not. Did you get a work bonus for actually staying there and working this whole fucking time? Probably not. Where are the people who have been working through this whole bullshit's fucking pro or bono, bone? Right? Like, we've been working, we've been keeping this whole fucking country afloat this whole goddamn time. And we're not getting a bonus.
Oh, but we want to, I want to, our new president, I want to get our, fuck, monkeys, China, garbage, donkeys, donkey show, monkey dicks. What's my line again? Oh, yeah, I want to get $2 trillion. And none of that money is going to the people itself. We're going to put all this money into nonprofits and people who are helping the lower people.
And who decides who gets that money? Do they even make it known that these are available for people? Not unless you're looking. But if it's classified as a micro hate crime, boy howdy, does it get news press. However, if you qualify, or if you're a small business owner and you qualify for a PPP loan, they don't tell you shit about that. They don't broadcast that on the news media. They don't want people participating. They want just enough people to participate to make it look legit, but then hook up all their buddies with ass tons of that money. Here's a for instance. You're working at a restaurant, right? You get some friends that come in. They haven't seen them in a while. You're tasked with making their order. What do you do? Do you make it regular? Or do you blow them the fuck away with something truly special? Do you put your very heart and soul, the amount, all the conjured energy of your love into that product? Me personally, I know where I roll there. I hook them the fuck up. I make sure it's the freshest, the best, the absolute, you know, within reason I can do without over or without making it cost more. I will make sure. I'll even say a motherfucking prayer over that shit. I'll be like, hey, I know these people. They're good people. Please, almighty universe, watch over them. Kind of a shit. You know what I mean? I'll go above and beyond to make sure of that. Now, tell me that in politics, that does not happen. With money, though. Be like, loan officer. Oh, look at this. Another guy wanting to get a loan. Oh, his credit score is okay, but not great. Hey, wait a minute. I know that guy. Oh, wait a minute. I know this other one. Oh, hey, that's my buddy. Oh, they need a serious loan. What? How is their credit this shit? Oh, well, I'm a friend. They're a friend of mine. I'll hook them up. Now apply this to a corrupt government. Yeah, now we're talking about billions of dollars. Like, his name shall not be named for respectish reasons. And current climate, you can't talk shit about people. Otherwise, oh, you're racist. Motherfucker, I'm white, they're white. How's that racist? Actually, on the racist bullshit, if you consider all people pieces of shit, does that mean racism? By the way, happy 1420, beautiful fuckers. I'll take a nice rip for y'all. Oh, for a delicious drink. Oh, that thing was fantastic. The beautiful combination of Surge and sake is fantastic. This is not Surge and sake. This is just straight up Surge. Get it. Way to go, Coca-Cola, by the way, for bringing that back eons ago. But still, Surge is delicious. If you ever have the opportunity, get it out of a dispenser. Much better than the canned bullshit.
Cans just, it fucks with the flavor too much. But no, ladies and gentlemen, think about this. Oh, yeah. Back to crooked bullshit. So, as I said, in this current climate, you really can't say names too much, or you'll be ridiculed and then blacklisted. Fuck them. But I have a little bit of couth left, so for a moment, they're safe-ish. So, let's just say there was a crisis in Puerto Rico. We send, hey, aid, right? Who do we hire as contractors to do that? Some giant multinational fucking corporation that'll do it almost pro bono just to get publicity? Or just to get tax credits? Nah. Some little podunk, or some little podunk Montuckian fucking relative to somebody in the politicians or in the political circle of Montana goes down there with a couple people and an ass ton of money. I've seen pictures. What the fuck did they do? Were they there? Or did they just go there, smoke some pot, and fuck off? Fuck, if the job is just to go smoke some pot and fuck off, yeah, dude, that's easy. Just go down there, smoke some pot, and fuck off. Go have fun. But if your job is to fucking fix anything, or to do something, you do that fucking job. You don't just sit around and fucking jerk off in a circle. You get that shit done and going, motherfuckers. Anyways, ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings, I digress. We all know the world's fucked. How do we fix it? It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for anarchy. And I'm not talking raising buildings, blowing shit up. I'm talking about true form of anarchism. Saying, fuck you, politely. Now, how do you say fuck you politely? You do something that's gray area illegal, but at the same time, extremely beneficial and will make others look like asshats for it. Point and example. Portland, Oregon. Huge problem with potholes. I mean, some of them motherfuckers you can drive a full-size van into. And good luck trying to get back out. They're big, massive motherfuckers. And the city doesn't fuck with it. So what do the people do? They commit anarchy. They are anarchists, rebels without a cause. They're going around fixing fucking potholes. Pro bono, on their own dollar. Why? Because they're sick and tired of the fucking, they're sick and fucking tired of the bullshit. They don't want this crap going on anymore. It's time to fucking change. Get shit going. Ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings. How do you fight a war where you don't need where you can't, when you don't have weapons? You make them, my dear friends. You make weapons, my dear loves. You make your own tools. I'm not talking guns. I'm talking about ways to work around and really fuck with and piss people off. Point and example. What's a city gonna do if out in the night you plant a tree? What happens if that's a fruit tree? Do they come back later and cut it down? Cool. What if you take 15 and 20 fruit trees and you plant them all over the place? Do you piss people off? What's wrong with planting some fruit trees? People gotta eat, right? This, ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings, is how you commit pure, unadulterated anarchy. By pissing them off, but not doing shit that's quote-unquote, illegal. Are there any laws about planting trees? Some. But they're not nearly as bad as blowing up a building. Which is more efficient? Making, getting a lot of people to do good, or getting a few people to blow shit up? One's more fun, I'm not gonna lie. I would much rather blow a couple buildings up and end it. Just get it over with. Just, alright, get all these fuckers in one building. Cool. Everybody's there. Oh, we got a couple extras. Whatever. Bam! Casualties of war. Collateral damage. It's acceptable in war. We, ladies and gentlemen, are in at war right now. Nice! We, ladies and gentlemen, are at war right now. We cannot fight this war, however, because of how this war is set up. They want us to come at them with guns and bombs. They have given us two choices, left or right. Either submit or rebel. Some of these politicians have never gone off-roading. Because 9 times out of 10, you gotta make your own motherfucking road. Well, let me rephrase that. Some of the times, you gotta make your own roads. Most people who have big jacked-up trucks that are designed for it, they don't even take them off-road. They go, oh, I'm going down a dirt road, got myself a beer and a big old bitch, and she's gonna suck my dick as I'm driving this road. No, if you're going off-roading, you're, oh shit, baby, hold my beer, we're going off the road. Oh, damn, huh, we made our own road. No, that's how this shit actually goes. So, like I said, obviously politicians and the people on the planet, or the rulers of this so-called rulers of this planet, they've never gone off-roading. They don't realize that you make your own road sometimes. So, ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings, it is time for us to start building our own roads. Yes, it is time. Once we have, it's time to say, fuck you left, fuck you right. Let's go in the middle. Divide that bitch right down there. Where are we going to have to make a tunnel under the mountain? Who fucking cares? Let's do it. Speaking of tunnels, ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings, if you are of sharp mind and want to get off this planet, also in decent health, don't have any serious narcotic problems. Also, what was the other one? One second, I actually have a note on this. Nope, where the fuck did I put that paper? Anyways, I'll just go through it one more time, see if it rattles the old brain. If you are a physical mind, physical fit, don't have any drug addiction problems, and don't mind leaving the planet. Mars One is still looking for more people. They have, at this moment in time, 2.5 million people signed up to get off this fucking planet and go to Mars. 2.5 million people. That's kind of a scary number. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's about ready to be another couple here shortly, but on that list of names. But, I mean, damn. What have we done that has fucked our planet up to the point that we no longer want to stay on it? I mean, this place is gorgeous. Have you guys seen Mars? Like, have you actually looked at the terrain? That is a monumental overtaking. And we're not even talking about terraforming it right now. We're just talking about living on there. Turning it into a trading outpost. What the fuck do you think they're going to want us there for? To be scientific discoveries, to, you know, make a better world, to fix Mars? No, we're going to be sent there to exploit us for the resources on Mars. We're not going to go there to try and fix this shit. We don't have the technology to terraform right now. We have hard enough time fixing our own fucking planet. It's in great shape still. Mars is fucked. To say it has an atmosphere is putting it very, very boldly. It does technically have an atmosphere, but it's so minute. I mean, there's no breathable oxygen there, so you have to be in a sealed suit all the time. You have to be in a sealed environment all the time, and they're probably talking pop-up tents instead of drilling into a goddamn mountain, which ladder's more efficient. I mean, I've been checking out some of the rocks on Mars. Some of those are pretty solid. They look like good sedimentary rock. You should be able to punch into that bitch pretty easy. Hydrogen drip torch hooked up to a drilling and boring machine. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it should be easy. I mean, we don't know what the composition is of the fucking rock there, how tough it is compared to the shit we have here. But we got granite here. If we can start cutting through that shit pretty easy, fuck, it'll be easy for Mars. Oops, ladies and gentlemen, fellow beings, you got dropped. Oh, at 2422. Oh, them bitches. The universe did that shit on purpose just to fuck with y'all. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, our planet's not fucked. The people on it are fucked. We have this set of assholes. And that's very nicely putting it. I'd rather call them a collective set of cunts. useless human beings that have useless pieces of flesh that have no use other than to get beaten. Some of you got that gross, bad, and horrible fucking choice and jokes, but yeah, for some of you that did, yeah, good job. You're all these sick, fucked individuals. Love it. But anyhow, people who run our planet, we all know they're corrupt individuals. They're just fucking with the entire world's resources. The fact that we can put the entire world's population into fucking Texas and still have a little bit of room to breathe, kind of a thing. We should probably be like, wait a minute, if we can do that, then why is it that we don't have enough resources to pull it off? Well, ladies and gentlemen, fellow beings, I'm glad you asked. Because they want us to think there's a shortage of shit. They want to jack the prices up. Nobody wants to sell a game for $20, they want to sell it for $60. It's simple mathematics. If I have a rock that cost me 10 cents to make, and I want to sell it to make as much money as possible, I will sell it for $10 and come up with some bullshit backstory in order to make it worth that kind of value. Some dumb motherfucker will buy it. If you build it, they will come. Or in the infamous words of not John Morrison. Hey, man. If you book them, they will come. Man. See, ladies and gentlemen, fellow beings, these are the things that we need to start processing in our heads. We need to be prepared not for a war with weapons, but with a war of labor. We need to show that the government is not needed for us to help each other. We don't need stupid fucking handouts from the government. We need to be able to survive. The cost of inflation should come down so people can live. The inflation rates have gone up 3,000% since the 50s. So in a 70-year time frame, it has jumped 3,000%. Ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings, we live in a very interesting world today where people have rights to be choosing the left or the right path. At one point in time, we in the United States believed in the third option, make your own trail. Did that lead into a few fuckers taking advantage of the system? Yes. But did it also lead to some modern innovations? Did it not lead into we, the American people, being one of the greatest superpowers on this great planet? And has it not produced some of the most iconic individuals for peace and prosperity? Ladies and gentlemen, fellow beings, 3-step plan to fix the species. First, differences are not. Meaning, I don't give a fuck, it should not matter whether they have yellow skin, green skin, blue skin. Are they decent people? Do they work hard to provide for others? And do they spend some of their time, free time, helping others? Yes? Motherfucker, I don't care what you look like. You could be the ugliest motherfucker on the planet and some god-awful color of purple. That'd actually be kind of cool, but still. And I would still back you, I would back you 110%. All right. Another form. Are they decent people? No. Do they fuck people over whenever possible? Yes. And they're pieces of shit, and I don't even need to know any more about them. Do they do it for a decent reason? I didn't want to know. Yes. Damn it. All right. I'll think about it. That's the kind of mentality that we as a species should be remembering. Just because there are a few pieces of shit doesn't mean there aren't some fucking badass people out there too. Ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings, it's time to be the best badass motherfuckers that I know you can be. It's not enough to just preach. It's not enough to just talk about it. It is up to showing. Ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings, it's time to show the world what we, the people, are capable of.
Share this around. Get this message out there. I don't care if it's me talking about it or you talking about it. If it's you talking about it, make sure I know about it. Let me know. I'll get your shit out there. May not be in the best form because I'm not too good at that myself. But, you know, I'll still try and I'll do my best. And that's all that we as a species can do is do our best. We can try hard. We can fucking do the best we can. Otherwise, there's not much more we can do, guys. We have to do the best we can. Simple, easy, what it is. It is what it is. Ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings, there was another thing I was going to talk about, but I totally spaced it. Ah, fuck. This is the first time I'm literally... Nope, I got nothing. Sorry, dudes. Ladies, gentlemen, fellow beings, I am at a loss for words. I am in the middle of having to get the fucking get ready to start doing work thing, and I'll catch you later. Party note. Remember, y'all are a bunch of beautiful fuckers out there. Some of you I've never met, others I've met, and I'm glad of you. I'm proud of you motherfuckers. For those of you who I've not met, just because we haven't met yet doesn't mean I'm not proud of you. It's the little things that you do out there to help the world out that truly make a difference. And karma is watching your asses. I may not physically see it. I may be on the reciprocating end. But I appreciate you anyways. Those of you I do know, and I do know some of you, I watch you every once in a while. I keep track of what you all are up to when I got a chance. And I'm proud of you motherfuckers. Y'all are doing great. Life sucks. It's hard. It's difficult. We are in a world that is designed purely and simply to fuck us over in order for them to get ahead. So the best option we have available, ladies and gentlemen, is to do what we can. Be the best people we can be. Because that, ladies and gentlemen, is how can we be the best we can. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow beings, you've been listening to another episode of Can It Be News. I love you all. You be good and stay fresh out there. Remember, bombs are good. They're expensive to make, but trees are cheap as fuck. You can get them all over the place. Plant more trees than you do make bombs, and this world will live forever. Make more bombs, don't plant trees, we're going to blow this fucker to death. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, love you all, be safe out there, have a good one!